In the heat, I thought I saw a little piece of me pull further from the core. I'm not here, but I'm not gone. Only half a space away from feeling one. I have been Shakti.
Hello. Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
So, you tell me you want to talk about education.
Yes. I'll start with my background. I have been brought up in a very small town in northwest of India, where I followed my studies in a very conventional way. Then at the age of 13, I moved to Puducherry in Sri Aurobindo International Center of Education. And their method of studies was unconventional, and the idea was to learn for the joy of learning. So it was a big transition. Yeah, so I think because I have seen the education which is in a conventional and in a non-conventional method, I feel that I should present my reflections and opinions on education.
Go ahead.
So, I believe education should not be to learn just so that we can score one extra mark in exams. It is to discover ourselves through writing our own poems, writing our own essays, articles. Like, my story has been this way. When I was in my hometown in the north, I had to memorize poems and, you know, speeches of the great men. But when I came here, I was asked to write my own poems, and I felt like, okay, I'm a poet myself. So it was very nice. Keep in mind this idea of joy of learning, and Sri Aurobindo International Center of Education can be a good case study in that direction.
Is there anything else you feel like sharing about your experiences at that unique alternative education institute that you attended?
Yes, sure. Something very unique that was here in Sri Aurobindo International Center of Education was that academics were given, or sports were given, equal value as academics. So I got to do swimming, athletics, you know, play all sorts of games, basketball, football, volleyball. So it was a very enriching experience. And the best part about it was that I didn't have to choose any of the streams, arts, science. It was like we can have multidisciplinary approach towards education. So I had some subjects of science and some subjects of arts. So it was really interesting. I'll tell you one more thing. Children should start coding at the age of when they are in the sixth standard. They should introduce coding to them. I don't think it's a good idea. It's my opinion that it's not a good idea because, see, already our screen time is really high. Now we are taking children to spend more time on screen. Rather, I think they should spend more time in painting, dancing, music and all. And also it makes me feel like children are considered as startups and parents as angel investors. You know, it shouldn't be like that. It's more important now than ever that we learn how to learn than what to learn. It's more important to explore before we excel. Basically that. I want this idea to reach to everyone, basically. Everyone should reflect and have their own opinions.
You are an Indian citizen, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So I'm not. I'm a member of the community of Oroville.
Right.
And when I joined, I actually signed a document that states that I will abstain from engaging in national or politics of any kind. I mean, we like to say, you know, like, oh, we don't have politics in Oroville. We aspire not to have politics here. But if I would engage in any politics, it would be here, my community, whatever we might understand to be politics. So in that spirit, I have nothing to say about what you just said. And I'd also like to state for the record that it doesn't reflect Oroville as a community, as a whole. And it brings up the question of how we can even talk about these things on this format. But I'm happy you, you shared what you shared, and we see how we progress from here. I would be more interested, rather than talking about the implication, like where you would like any of your experience or what you cherish or understand to be valuable from the Sri Aurobindo International Education Center, right? Did I say that right?
Yeah, that's right.
So where that should be received in a certain way, I would much rather hear more examples of your experience, what you really enjoyed, like maybe your favorite memories from your time there.
Okay, there are loads of memories. It's very difficult to even pick one.
Then maybe just the first that comes to your mind.
I think when I was a captain in my hockey team, I never thought I would even play hockey. But then I was made a captain there, and it was nice. I used to read about leadership. I used to, you know, you can read how much ever you want from books, but that real experience is very different. And I felt like a leader there. I was guiding my co-players, and at the same time, I was learning from them. I'm very shy as a person, so but I whatever confidence now that I have gained, I think it's because of those moments when I was a captain in a hockey team. And yeah, and we together did a good job. Even if we would lose a game or we would win the game, it was really enriching to play as a team. So yes, it has stayed in my memories, as sweet memories. Yeah.
To me, that also seems connected to the philosophy that underlies the school you went to. They're very explicit, actually, writings about the spirit of sportsmanship. No?
Yes. And
like exactly that attitude that you said. It doesn't matter if one loses or wins. That shouldn't mean one shouldn't give one's best, but this kind of...
Yeah.
So is that also something you still relate to, or you remember this more, or how do you feel about the philosophical underpinnings of your, or would under, like what inspired basically this kind of education, right? Because it's this whole...
What inspired? You mean why did I join this school in the first place?
Yeah, they're your personal inspirations to join it, but they're also the inspirations of kind of worldviews and experiences of people that started the project itself, right? The school.
Yeah.
And I was wondering in how far... and to me, like, for example, I have to think of the philosophy. I find I haven't attended your school, and I never lived
then
in the
you
ashram.
Should.
No, I tried. I actually, when I first came, or when I came back a couple of years back, I was like, oh, can I attend knowledge? I'd love to go to college here. And it's, I mean, it's not so easy for someone who hasn't gone through the whole process, right?
Yes.
Like, you have to join the school at a certain age, ideally, relatively young.
And yes, then you go, relatively young. Correct.
And then when you graduate from there, you can go to knowledge.
Yes.
So I would have liked to, but I it seemed a bit...
You would be surprised to know I waited for 7 years to get in the school. It is very special. I think it just changes your life.
How? Why?
Because the whole approach to education is so different. It's like, it's not even just like academics and sports. We spiritually grow. We have these sessions for meditation, and we do concentration in the morning before starting our work. And nothing is really compulsory. At the same time, we listen to our conscience and we do whatever is asked to do. You know, it's not like we are forced to do something. At the same time, we learn to listen to our conscience and make right choices, what is good for us, not what we like. You know, like we have these terms in Sanskrit, Shreya and Preya. Preya is what we like and Shreya is what is best. So we learn to choose what is best for us. And that way our life becomes much more meaningful and substantial. That's why I say that, you know, after having studied there, it changes our lives. The whole perspective changes. And this is what I believe can be implemented in other schools and colleges as well, all across the world.
That I find fascinating because, like, and that's why I'm asking, I think, about where, like, how much do you feel the importance of where this kind of education comes from? Like, how it developed? Because it developed in such a unique spot and situation, culturally, historically, the personalities who were around and influenced this or initiated it. So I'm very, like, I find that question fascinating, how to make that accessible to more people in other places, maybe. But yeah, how to do that?
Platforms like this, media, radio, newspapers, they should cover that story. People will... And you should go and visit. You should tell your friends about the school.
So how does one actually, if one would like to visit the school, how does one do that?
You just have to go there. I mean, there are no limitations as such.
But like,
you don't have to do any pre-booking.
No, you just turn up at the gate opposite the main ashram building at the big gate. The yard,
and go to the office and just tell them that you would like to visit the place.
Okay.
And yes, they should allow you.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you just see it from outside, you will see, you know, students and teachers sitting on the staircase. Even that one, just if you look at it, also you'll get some idea that there is liberty, which is used very well, you know. I think it's really important to use liberty in a right manner. So, yeah, there are no classrooms in a closed setting, but you will see students sitting in a park on the staircase. And I remember once my teacher was teaching me with a twig in his hand, and he was just drawing on the sand, and we were solving one math problem. So yeah, you can just see it from outside. It's like that.
How would you, as short as possible, characterize the free progress system? How does it work?
So you know about free progress system? We have two systems there. We call it fixed system and free progress system. So yes, free progress system in our school, it means that we can choose what subjects we want to learn. And in those subjects, what topics really interest us. We can choose our teachers and we can schedule our own timetable. And we should stick to that timetable in a very disciplined manner. So free progress means understanding ourselves and freely progressing. Really understand ourselves, what we really want to do. We should have clear aims, otherwise we'll be lost. So we should, in the beginning of the year itself, we should have a clear aim. This is what I want to achieve. And accordingly make our own plans. So yes. Otherwise, it's not like somebody, you know, guiding you all the time that you should do this, you should do that. We learn to become responsible of our own time, our energy,
So you've been in the free progress. You chose the free progress.
Yes, I chose the free progress.
And what do you feel like, other than like responsibility and that, what do you feel is the difference? Like, what effects does it have on the student and the way of learning and how they then come out of that process after graduation, compared to conventional schooling?
Yeah, that's a very good question. We learn to self-evaluate, you know. Our progress report in the end says, you know, self-evaluation. We literally sit and we think what all we did and how do we evaluate ourselves, rather than teachers telling us how much we have scored or how good are you. And if we do that self-evaluation later in life, it's us. I am only going to evaluate myself. My teachers are not going to come with me all the time, or my parents or my friends. I have to do my evaluation. And we learned that during our schooling.
And then you attended Knowledge also?
Yes, I did.
May I ask, if you don't want to share, it's fine, but like what kind of classes and subjects you chose? Because one can totally, that's also very free choice, no? Whatever is available, like whoever is willing to teach anything, one can completely freely choose all the subjects, right?
Yes, yes.
That's awesome.
Yes, I chose according to my interest. So what interested me was principles of economics, physiology, political science, history, mathematics, my own mother tongue, Hindi. I studied French, English literature, and I also played guitar. Yeah, and this was in the morning, and in the evening, like I had mentioned, we had different sports activities. So yes, that used to be my college. We used to call it knowledge, like you mentioned. Yeah, knowledge days.
Wow, yeah, that sounds well-rounded.
Yes, the idea is to be, you know, be all-rounded students.
And that's 3 years regularly, or?
Yes, that's 3 years.
And it's even, one has a nice view from the uppermost floor. It's quite close to the beach. And
yes,
the sea,
yes.
So one gets a nice breeze.
Yes.
But again, like getting into, it's probably even more difficult to getting into any of the most prestigious colleges around the world, because there you can actually apply, like, once you want to go there. But for knowledge, it's for most people, it's required to have attended the whole education
classes.
in the school, right? Huh. Well, this has been so far very interesting. Is there anything else you feel like sharing, or like where you would like to, like anything else you feel like sharing about your experience at the school, or any more favorite memories? I find that always quite, there's so many other things, no? Like the theater productions, isn't that also a big part? Like students participating in...
Yeah, because I was very shy as a student, I didn't really perform on stage. So I don't have those memories. I can't really share anything in
but
that
not,
part.
Not even plays that you felt that were inspiring or touching that were well made by your co-students. They didn't have such an impact. Okay, no comment. All right.
I played once or twice guitar in front of people.
Which songs did you play?
So there was one piece from Beethoven.
Oh, wow.
And Mozart's piece. Yeah. So, yeah, on the whole, it was good.
Okay.
It's all about discovering ourselves.
Huh. So again, like without just people, as you said, going to the ashram school from the age of, I don't know.
13. Mine was 13.
So how do you see that being, like, practically people implementing this approach to education? Like, first you say they would really have to come and experience it, even just as a visitor, and talk to people who have gone through it. Maybe talk to the teachers. Would you like to see more research, academic research, on this kind of education to understand it better and then maybe implement it into policy or other, or what approaches would you suggest to share it?
I think only academic research will not do. I think we as alumni, we should take up this responsibility to present our system of education as we go along, as we go to different parts of not just India but the world. And yeah, this is what I feel is my responsibility as the alumni of the institute. And from the government's part, they should
the government does
okay,
what the government,
can do. Okay, let's
can
just
be inspired with whatever we feel like sharing. They're free to take it up.
Yeah, as an alumni, I feel that this is my responsibility, and other students could also do the same and let people know that way.
So you said, like, for example, being on a radio program or give talks if they go abroad, for example, or if they proceed to higher, other institutes of higher education, share that there?
Yeah,
that's
a good idea, yeah.
Okay.
We might land up inspiring someone.
Yeah, maybe one person who listens. Okay. Good. Then I guess I'll play us out with some music. Or is there anything else you would like to share with the listeners? Thank you so much, Shakti, for coming on the program and sharing your inspiration from... Can you say the name again, so people, if they hear about it for the first time, they can Google it and plan their visit?
the institute, yeah. Sri Aurobindo International Center of Education.
All right. Okay, so thanks for listening, and wishing everyone a beautiful day. And now I need to choose some music. How about this one? Bye.
We move apart out in the open, never too far. Too far.